Did you send me a text message?
Huh?
Did you just send me a text message?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you asking me to leave?
I'm asking you to answer the question.
Okay, because you have a threatening demeanor.
Yeah,
threatening demeanor.
Whatever. I know who I am. Everyone knows who I am. I'm just coming here. We don't want to be feel that we're in that position.
Can I not? With whom am I speaking?
I just tell you who I'm speaking to. Put your phone away for a second. I'm going to do that.
No, you
can leave. Okay, if you don't want to.
You want me to leave?
If you would like, yeah.
Well, if I would like.
Well,
yeah. Well, I came here not to leave.
Well, I don't know why you're here, please.
Sorry?
I would like to know why you're here.
Okay. You threatened that if I don't put my phone away, you're going to take it away from me, is that correct?
Hey, are you seriously trying to manipulate these words before this? Did I say that?
You're three guys standing
in
close proximity to me. I think that's quite intimidating.
Okay, well then just answer the question.
Well, you said you looked at my website and therefore you approached me?
Look, answer the question. Why have you come to church today?
Well, you said you looked at my website, and that's why you want to ask me a question, is that right?
Why have you come to church?
Why would I go to any church? Same reason.
I'm asking you the question. Why have you come to our church?
Is it a Christian church? If it is a Christian church, then I'm a Christian.
Why have you come to our church?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm looking for a Christian church.
But you're not from Perth, right?
Sorry?
You're not from Perth, are you?
Okay, so are only people from Perth?
No, you're looking for a church. You don't live in Perth. Why are you at our church today?
Okay, I'm a Christian and I'm looking for a Christian church.
So why are you at our church today?
Yeah, well, it depends. Is this a Christian church?
Well, you would say it would be, and I'd say it definitely is.
Okay.
So why are you at our church today?
Right.
Why do you come into our meeting?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm looking for a Christian church.
Where did you hear about it?
Where did I hear about it? Well, I'm quite systematic in trying to find out if there are Christian churches.
Have you come here to check out and to...
Stop harassing me.
Hey, you are not allowed to record, and we have the right to stop you from recording.
Right.
You haven't got press or anything like that. You're not allowed to record. That's okay. We can ask a simple question. Why have you come here?
Well, I just answered you. I'm a Christian. I'm looking for a Christian church.
Okay. Well, I think you're quite hostile and quite threatening to me right now.
You're reversing. You approached me with a hostile. You're three guys.
And now I think you're very hostile and very threatening to me right now.
You're reversing the truth.
That's what you're saying.
Can you put your phone away?
Stop touching me.
Put your phone away or leave. Put your phone away or leave, please. Now. It's over.
What is over?
Put your phone away, please, and leave. Don't pass and ask you to put your phone away.
You look very threatening. You look like you're
going to punch me. I'm not trying to be.
Mate.
Okay? I'm not trying to be.
You've got to record it, okay? We've got to record it just because we knew, okay? So you can do what you want. If you would like, okay? If you do not want to abide by what we think, you are more than welcome to leave. But we actually are not feeling comfortable when you're going upstairs.
Okay, why not?
Because you are very hostile and very threatening.
No, you are hostile.
You have a very demeaning look on your face right now, as if you've got something. You're recording us for some reason, and it's quite threatening. And because of the day and age right now, we're not quite comfortable. We don't actually know. You're not answering the question, so we don't actually...
I've answered your question. You approached me. You're three guys standing in an intimidating way. You are three of you.
One guy approached
you.
One guy approached you.
And both of you have physically touched me.
Mate, you touched me.
Excuse me?
You touched me.
I have never touched you.
Okay. Well, we can get through that.
See, now you're making... You're a typical liar. A typical liar.
Are you saying that we touched you? I mean,
you did. But you did, and you did. You
said we can prove that.
Well, you say you have surveillance, so this is on camera, not just on my audio recording. It's on video, right?
Well, look, this is what we do, right? If you do not, if you're not happy, you're more than welcome to go. We've asked you to stop recording. You obviously just don't believe in what we're doing here. You don't respect our authority or anything like that, or our position, or whatever we do at the church, our idea of looking after the churches. I don't respect that. It's quite threatening right now to us, okay? And we're not comfortable with you going upstairs in this attitude. And that's fair enough, and we're allowed to do that, don't you think?
Okay, so are you excommunicating me, is that it?
What would you like me to say? Tell me what you would like me to say.
I'd like to tell me the truth and stop
being... At the present time, okay. The way that you are very threatening and very sort of like, how you are, I'm not too sure where to think that it's a great place for you to go upstairs.
Is that your way of sugarcoating your excommunicated?
Where'd you get that from?
Okay, so I'm here to attend the service. Are you saying I'm not allowed to attend the service?
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and ring somebody with a good authority, mm-hmm. and I'll actually ask them to remove
okay.
from
And
the
who
place.
Is the person with
I'm
good authority?
I'm going to ring the police.
Okay.
Okay, and ask you to remove it, okay?
Okay.
Just, if you could wait here, please, and don't move from anywhere else in this building, stay right here.
Okay.
I'm just going to get someone.
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, is that your name? Okay, what's his name?
Johnny Cash.
Is that his name? What's your name?
Johnny Cash.
Oh, you're all named Johnny Cash. And what's your name?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis? Okay, Jerry
Lewis.
Absolutely. All right.
Don't record me, okay? I don't want you to record my voice.
Okay, well, Jerry...
Turn it off or I'll take it off, yeah.
No, you will not touch me again.
You take it. You stop recording.
You will not touch me again.
I won't touch you because I didn't touch you in the first place. Turn it off and stop recording my voice.
Stop talking.
Now.
I'm standing right here.
Now.
And as long as you talk, you're on the record.
Now. Turn that off.
We just get the bill down. Okay. Conversation stop. Don't want to do it. All he wants to do is actually prove how wrong we are right now. So we'll just get the bill down and we'll get it dealt with now. Gave me the opportunity and I think we're quite friendly.
Very friendly. You're excommunicated and you're calling the police. That's friendly.
I'm actually quite worried about you, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually am. We don't actually excommunicate everybody.
You don't. You just call the police and ask me to leave, don't
Because you?
Because
you actually won't do what we ask you to do. We're a bit more concerned.
Yeah,
we're allowed
to
do that. And if we're wrong, then I would love to be not a problem at all.
And what's your name?
Johnny Cash.
Oh, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lewis.
I just don't feel comfortable telling you who my name is.
Okay.
What's your name?
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Stop
pushing.
Go outside, please. Now. Okay, you're trying to find out names. Now leave.
Stop pushing me.
We are allowed to stop you from doing that.
Go.
Stop pushing
now. Go.
Stop pushing.
Go.
Stop pushing.
Go.
Out the front. Get out. I'll throw you out now. Be careful.
You are a crazy bastard.
You're looking for names. You're looking for names on the board and you're not allowed to do it. Go. Now.
Or else, we are going to tell the police you are of a threatening nature here, right? Because of what you just done. Right, you need to leave, please.
I want to report you for harassment.
Come with that.
I want to report you to the police.
Good. Go now. They will be here.
Outside.
That's fine. Go.
I see the demon in your eyes.
Absolutely. What are you saying?
I see the demon.
What are you saying?
I see the demon in your eyes.
Okay.
What are you
okay.
saying?
I see the demon in
What are you saying to me?
Okay.
I see the demon in your
you
eyes.
You evil freak.
Get out.
Hey. You'll get my name and everything outside, okay? Everything. You've got to ask yourself, mate, how can you do that?